This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now, did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. All right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Mira. We're happy to have them on board making the show a possibility.
Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk. I'm Jamie.
I'm Robin.
And we're your hosts.
We sure are. Love is love if you don't have to make a family by taking a traditional ride. If these ovaries could talk, you would say. How do I get the sperm through custom?
I am a lesbian.
So gay.
We need to tell our story.
It's not your nuclear family anymore. It's not just your mom and dad thing.
We're not ruining these little humans.
Not for the gay reason. Just
because
we stick.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Oh, here we are.
Again.
Oh, gosh. Woo.
We're here. I mean, we're back in our own personal homes because we are still self-isolating due to the coronavirus.
I am in my daughter's bedroom, surrounded by unicorns, like you do.
And I am in my self-made fort.
You're in the cone of silence.
I mean, it is next level shit, this fort.
It's amazing.
I have to say, it's a really good fort.
That's how much you care about sound. We're going to put up a video of that, by the way, on our social media, so everyone's got to see Jamie trying to add extra blankets to the fort.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes that big of a difference, but whatever.
Listen,
we're trying,
guys.
We're trying.
By the way, my poor daughter, she was in her room, like, watching YouTube or something, and I knocked on the door and I was like, yeah, no, I'm gonna need you to get out of her own room.
Poor Maxine.
She was like, she goes, why? I'm like, I have to record. And she was like, okay.
Poor Maxine.
And then as she was going, I said, thanks for letting me have your room. And then I heard her walking down the hallway go, I didn't really have a choice. And I was like, no, you didn't.
No, you
thanks.
Didn't.
But nope. She's in my bed now, so it's fine.
Oh, that's comfy.
Oh, so that's week cozy. Week four of isolation, Jamie. Oh, wait, actually,
before that. Everybody needs to know we're doing some Facebook Lives every Wednesday and Friday. It's the show nobody asked for.
Yep.
That we continue to do.
We live stream at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Wednesday and Friday. Click in. Is that what you say?
I don't think so, but I don't know a better way to say it.
You're going to get to hear us talk all kinds of stuff. Like, what do we talk about in our Facebook Lives, Robin?
Pop culture. Mm-hmm. We're talking about coronavirus. We're talking about gay news. We're talking about, well, sometimes we have guests, like this coming Wednesday, we're going to have, remember Dr.
Lisa the therapist. She was in season three.
Gosh. She came in to talk to us about disclosure. So you go back and listen to that episode. But she's coming in this Wednesday to talk to us about how you're coping and the coronavirus.
Yeah, she's a therapist. She's great. And she helps LGBTQ families figure it all out. So
I do love her. And she's got some
pick her brain.
Yeah, she's got some, like, what is it? Like paperwork, would you say? Like she wrote some pamphlets
on how
that she's going to share.
How to deal
with ourselves.
We're all dealing. We're all dealing.
So speaking of, how are you doing week four, Jamie? How are you doing?
God. Well, you know, I'm a diligent worker outer. Mm-hmm. Like it's my sanity. Mm-hmm. And I've been really like keeping it regular. I'm like even more than normal, actually. And I found some weights in the garage at this house.
Uh-oh.
Took them out to the backyard, but I had to do it quick. I only had like 20 minutes. So I did.
So
this,
now
like,
you're not warmed up. Mm-hmm. You don't have the appropriate equipment because you have like
and
gym weights.
Heavier than I probably should have used. So I pulled a muscle in my back.
Oh, no. This was earlier in the week. Are you not better now?
It's not completely better. It's a lot better, but it's I'm afraid to work out, which is really frustrating. I'm going to go for a run tomorrow and see how it goes. But
that should be
happened.
Not too invasive on the back. A run's not too bad for that. I mean, there's a little bit of the smashing.
If it were lower back, it would be, but it's up top. So I feel like I'm okay. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. So that happened. So that's how I'm coping. And I learned this, Robin. And this is TMI.
It's
totally TMI. But I learned something recently. I learned that when I'm stressed out, even when I don't think I'm stressed, I feel like I'm fine, I get a hemorrhoid.
Oh. Wait, before you get into that, I just have a question. You get a single hemorrhoid or are they multiple hemorrhoids? Like,
I think
can you
it's just one. It's just one, I think. I got that from pregnancy.
I never had them. I was so lucky in that regard.
I got it after because, oh my gosh, this ties into working out. I got it after pregnancy because I went to a CrossFit class too soon.
No, Jamie, no.
And I got a hemorrhoid from it.
At least you didn't get a hernia.
Yeah, and this happened. I got a flare-up. A flare-up is what you call it, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard in the commercials back in the day.
Literally 2 years ago this month, because my dad passed away, and I guess I was really going – I was stressed out. So I got this flare-up 2 years ago, and it came on again. And
also, by the way, back is also a stress thing too. I mean, you are a hot mess right now.
But that came before I threw my back out, so – that was already there.
So first the butt, then the back. And for your like the butt happened and that wasn't enough. And then your back was like, okay, Jamie, stop it.
Yeah, I'm learning that I in stress, that happens. That's a telltale sign that I'm stressed out. So I think I'm a little bit stressed out. Emotional.
Well, I'm sorry for both your back and your butt. And I hope they get better.
Oh, my butt.
Well, okay. So for me, I feel like... I don't know. Week four was not great. I was a little depressed. I was a little just like sort of blue. So these last like 3 or 4 days, I've been really trying to get back to what I know works for me, which is also like working out. I've got like I don't want to call it a stolen spin bike in case any of my neighbors listen to it, but I greased the palms. There was no money exchange, but I sort of like wheeled the building before they locked the gym. I took the spin bike and brought it up, and it's now in my son's bedroom.
Oh my God.
Hopefully nobody from my building listens to this podcast.
And I love that you put it in Henry's bedroom, not your own.
He insisted. No, he insisted.
Oh, okay.
Well, by the way, I was going to put it in Maxine's room.
Not yours.
Poor Maxine.
Why would you want that in your room?
But anyway, so I've been doing the Peloton app classes a lot. Yeah, so I got back to that, which helped a little bit. I'm a little like, you know, I'm a little worried, like my food's not great, which, you know, I've talked a lot about food for me and like, you know, that's my stress. And like, I'm just afraid I'm doing things I shouldn't be doing. And like, you know, added 2 pounds. And I'm like, I'm a little worried. Hold on. Let me take a sip of wine. I talk about my fears and my concerns.
I think we all are. I think I get worried too when I'm not eating as healthfully as I like to. And I'm not, because like, I have to buy things that are going to last. So I'm not buying fresh veggies anymore. All my veggies are frozen, right? So like
Do you know why I'm laughing?
No.
I'm laughing because you and your food is like, I'm eating frozen veggies. I'm jamming chocolate in my mouth. I'm stealing from my children's Easter basket. And you're talking about frozen vegetables versus your fresh produce.
I mean, I guess it's all relative, but I am not eating like I normally do. I'm eating a lot of processed foods that I wouldn't normally eat, but I am because it's in the freezer, you know? Yeah.
I feel like we managed to get, for those people who live in cities, Fresh Direct is our main go-to grocery delivery service.
Oh, they're and still delivering to you?
I couldn't get I kept getting locked out. I was checking two, three times a day for a slot. I got a slot and I made it weekly. So now we have a weekly grocery slot and I just feel like, oh, thank God. Oh,
that's great. Yeah. Everybody we check doesn't deliver out where we are.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, you know what else we can't get?
What?
We usually get our diapers and wipes bulk.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't get
Costco.
That stuff. Yeah.
They haven't had wipes or diapers for at least 5 weeks.
The diapers doesn't make sense. I guess it does. People would be hoarding that too. But
that's
the
crazy,
wipes,
though.
I think wipes, people are buying baby wipes instead of, because you can't get Lysol wipes. So people are buying baby wipes.
Doesn't do the same thing, people. Doesn't do the same thing.
Yeah.
P.S. We just went to Ann's mom's house. We just went to the backyard and they stayed inside and we saw them from the glass door, But you best believe
Which, by the way, that makes me sadder.
They were supposed to stay inside. They came out onto the porch and we stepped back even further.
Yeah.
But I knew she was going to have a present for the kids. So I brought the Clorox wipes with me wipe the present down before they touched them.
Oh yeah, we went to the beach today, and Mary's jonesing thing is Starbucks coffee, and she needed more coffee, like the beans. And so I brought Lysol wipes, and we wiped everything down. Listen, this is for right now. This is our new reality.
It's a scary time, and like I said to you before, it's like this virus is closing in on us. Everybody is starting to know somebody who has.
Yep.
Had the virus, possibly passed away from the virus.
Yep.
It's closing in. It's getting closer and closer, and it's really fucking scary.
Yeah. So. Well, let's do a quick positive. We got two quick things before we get to the interview with the gayish guys, which I can't wait for you all to hear. But let's very quick resource for the week for people. Mm-hmm. Mine's going to be BetterHelp. Full disclosure, everyone knows that BetterHelp is a sometimes a frequent sponsor of ours. But I have to tell you, I just think it's an incredible, incredible service. And they're not even sponsoring this episode. I'm just saying, like, if you need help, I can't think of a better way to have someone. Like Mary still every Friday at noon goes out and takes a call and goes and walks and talks to her lady. So, something like an online, counseling could be a really great resource. That's mine.
Yeah.
What's your tip, Jamie?
I actually have two. And my first one is very personal to my heart. As you know, Robin, I work for an organization that I believe really strongly in. I work for the National Dance Institute.
Yep.
And what's beautiful about the National Dance Institute is it's dance classes that are contracted into public schools. So we are in their scheduled time in the day all year long. So we're a part of their schoolwork. We're a part of their class. And no child pays, not a single child pays for NDI. That's what it's called, in the streets, as you would. So it's a really wonderful organization that provides all this wonderful arts education to kids. And it uses only live music, no canned music. So there's always a musician and two dance teachers. It's a three-person team who are in the schools. Anyway, so when this whole coronavirus happened and the schools shut down, NDI went to work figuring out how can we get stuff online to the kids and the adults at this point for free. And they figured it out. NDI has so many online video resources, and more are coming right now that you can watch, that you can hook your child up to. And it's for kids, and it ranges in age from kindergarten to like teenagers. Mm-hmm. And there are classes for everyone. They're very accessible. The way we teach is very accessible to all. And you can go to nationaldance.org. There'll be info there. Or you can go to their Facebook page, National Dance Institute on Facebook, and you'll see all the live streaming there as well.
Excellent.
There's so many wonderful classes, and I'm going to be doing one soon. I have to record it next week.
Oh, you have to share it with everybody. That's awesome.
I know. I got.
Oh my God.
I did something good for a meeting, and then they were like, oh my God, you have to do it.
Ah, and you were like, no, someone else do it.
No, I don't know. I
no,
don't.
Thank you. No,
so,
no.
So I'm teaching a class. It's not a dance class, though. It's a singing class.
Okay.
So it'll be
Listen,
real fun.
Maxine will be watching.
And then my other one, I know you want to move on, Robin, but I have another one.
She make it see my face. Okay, go, go.
A colleague of mine, Kalia, who's also teaches, she teaches with me at NDI, she sent this coronavirus workbook for little ones. It's called First Aid for Feelings. It's a free download, and it's like a coloring book that helps little kids like my age, the kids I have a six-year-old and a two-year-old, talk about their feelings about what's happening right now.
Yeah, and if you listen to last week's episode, you know the kids have feelings.
The kids are listening. The kids are listening. So it's a really cool little workbook. I haven't been able to print it out yet because I'm in a house that I don't understand how to use the printer, but you can go to teacher.scholastic.com/education/coronavirus workbook and download
/your mom/your dad. We'll share it on our social media.
Yeah. Check it out because it's a really wonderful resource. They're everywhere, guys.
So we just want to say one thing. We are have a new perk in our for our Patreon community. So if you join us at the $15 level, we are going to be including videos of some of our episodes, which would be ad-free and uncut. So it would be like you'd see all the messiness, and
it'll be much messier.
Day or two before. It won't be all the episodes, but we will definitely be dropping some. We put last Monday's the kids episode, we put that video up. So in the $15 level. So come check us out, patreon.com/ovaries talk. And Jamie, let's talk about our guest for today.
About time. My
goodness. God. I know that was an extended intro. Jeez.
I know. Everybody, I hope you're still listening. So we first became pals with these gentlemen on the social media. We love their posts. They also do really good newsletters.
Oh my God, they're the best.
I'm a little jealous of them.
And then we realized that they were doing really cool things everywhere. Like in their Patreon account is really cool in the podcasting space. We've basically been single white femaling them since we saw about them. Mm-hmm. And so then they had us on their podcast, the Gayish Podcast.
It was super fun.
And we were like, oh my God, we have to have you on our podcast. And so now we're going to play our interview with the guys from Gayish, Kyle and Mike.
They're awesome. And we had
Kyle and Mike, as Jamie would say, get in here, even though it's pre-recorded.
Get in here, guys. Get in here.
We have the guys.
Hi, boys.
From Gayish here. Gayish
Hello.
Podcast.
Hello, Sailor.
Hi. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Goetz.
And we're from Gayish.
We just went into our podcasting like intro thing,
amazing.
Which is why it sounded so weird. We don't normally talk like that.
That was amazing. Can you do it one more time, please, just for me?
Because I love
I'm
your
Mike
voices.
Johnson.
I'm Kyle Goetz.
And we're from Gayish.
And we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality.
And so you guys are coming to us from where?
Seattle.
Yeah, we're in Seattle, Washington.
What's the weather like today? Is it raining? Because it's raining here.
What are you, my dad with what's the weather like?
I just
not talk
know.
About any feelings.
It's been a rainy, terrible day here. How about there?
It is surprisingly not at all rainy and very clear. So it's not what you'd expect from February in Seattle. Last year, it was like snowing like crazy and things shut down and the bread was sold out. Now it's...
Wow. The bread was sold out.
You guys know we always start our podcast with the 30-second elevator pitch.
I feel like... Whoever does it has to explain both of you, I think.
In 30 seconds, no pressure.
And I'm going to put this up, so hopefully you can see
Mike
it.
Is the one that has family that cares about him and stuff. So you go, Mike.
Ready, Mike? I got to stay on your market set, go.
Okay. I'm going to, I hope I don't
he
fail.
Looks so, he looks so scared. He looks so scared. Like he's like,
on your mark, get set, go.
My name is Mike. I'm a cisgendered homosexual man. My pronouns are he, him. I have been divorced twice. The first time from a woman, the second time from a man. And in both cases, having a family was part of the plan. And now post-second divorce, I'm really very much wondering if that's still in the future because I'm 41 years old and that seems pretty late in life to start. Kyle has no interest in having kids whatsoever. He's going to have a dog forever. That's pretty much the end of that story. Under 30 seconds.
That under so 30 perfect. Seconds, you did it. Wow, putting a timer on people is really,
really
like
good.
Tightening things up.
The podcast? Thanks so much for having us on. Yeah. It's been so great.
All right, guys, that was a really intriguing story.
That's a wrap.
Good day.
So let's start with you, Kyle. Kyle, you don't want kids. You're a gay man living your gay life.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want kids.
I don't want kids at all. I used to think, like, when I was growing up, I think before I was gay, I just had this idea that I had to, I mean, be straight and everything that came along with it, like get a wife, have kids, and I wanted that. And then as I became gay, then I was like, the good thing about it is it helps you question everything and be like, what do I actually want? And the idea, I am not responsible enough to take care of a human right now, and I don't think I ever will be.
How old are you? Can I ask?
I'm 33. Yeah.
Okay.
I would rather work on me and do stuff for me. Uh-huh. I don't want to hold. I can barely manage one person. I have a whole other person that I have to manage. Too much.
That's really admirable. And I wish I had come to that realization before I had two kids, because now I can't focus on me at all. So I get you. I see you, Kyle. Yeah. I get it.
The closest I've gotten, I will say, is when I got a dog, and when he was young, he went out in the snow for the first time, and he was so happy and leaping around, and I was like, oh, I'm happy because something else is happy, and I kind of got it.
That's good. So, you know, you're getting it through your dog. I get that. Before we had kids, we did the dumbest thing ever and got a puppy right before we had a child. Don't do that, because you also think it's just like having a baby. You are taking care of another being that is difficult. They are hard dogs.
But it's
dogs
not kids.
Are a lot of work. But I did realize once we had our baby, it's not the same. Yeah.
I want to know, would you, if you dated someone, in love, he's the one, right? And it's a deal breaker for him. He wants kids. Do you think you would consider it, or what would you do?
I actually went on a few dates with someone that had a 12-year-old. And I was like, I'm going to ignore that piece about you, dating you to see if I actually like you, to see if this is a real problem. But in my mind, I was like, I don't want this. I think if they were an adult enough that I didn't have to do anything about them, and they were already a person and I wasn't their step anything, I think that'd be fine. But then again, that's weird if someone's, depending on how old they are, to be closer in age. So it's like there's no zone that feels like the good zone of not having to be their parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you would just be like, we can't do it.
I'm a romantic. If I was really in love, no matter what, I'd make anything work.
Right.
Oh, Mike, let's talk to you for a couple of minutes here. Okay. So let's talk about married to a lady.
Yeah. Get into that.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in Eastern Washington. That's Trump country. It's very, very red. It's very conservative. It's very religious. And I just felt, growing up, I was out to myself. I knew that I was gay, or at least had feelings for boys and wasn't having feelings for girls at like 11, 12, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. But by God, I was going to stop it. I was going to control it. Yeah. I was going to be anything but that. And so did my best to follow the trajectory. So I met this woman at, I was 23, I guess, 22. And it, maybe TMI, I don't know. But the fact that I could have sex with her, like the instant that I was like able to have an orgasm with this woman, I was like, that's it, fucking nail it down. Like,
yeah, I got
getting
it.
Married. And part of our conversation, part of my talk with her, was that we were going to have a family. That was very much the goal. And
yeah.
And then a couple of years in, she changed her mind and said that she wasn't sure if she wanted to have kids anymore. And then she said she was certain she didn't want to have kids anymore and that she would let me know when that changed. And I was super disappointed. It really chipped away at my resolve to maintain this facade of being a straight person. And then she cheated on a dude from her work. So I cheated on her with a dude from mine, and it all worked out.
Oh, wow. It's really, wow. It's so interesting that the catalyst was her.
Yeah. Well, part of the catalyst. The other part is that it's actually still her. We moved to Western Washington. And so living in this more liberal environment, actually meeting and knowing gay people that weren't creepy and had happy lives, and some of them even had families. Like, I learned, despite being a gay person, I actually learned about gay people by moving here.
Right. Mm. You know, you come out as gay, but you might not know a single gay person. Yeah. And so you don't know the life you can have as a gay person. You have no role models, some of us, when we realize we're gay. Well, so it's like such a scary thing.
Mercifully, coming out to my mom's family was really easy, because my great uncle, he was gay and out, but he and his partner both passed away of AIDS in 1990. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, that made coming out easier, and I'm very thankful for that. And my only like functional role model for a gay person was that you die. Like, you get this horrible disease and you die. And that doesn't exactly breed confidence, you know?
We also just talked about this. Growing up during the AIDS epidemic, it really, really tainted your view of sex. And
for gay men, it had to be even harder, because it was like you were the ones who were dying.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah. I remember my cousin yelling at me because I picked up Uncle Tommy's kazoo and I was going to play it. And he like took me aside to say, like, don't you put that in your mouth and because you'll get AIDS. And I don't think people realize how pervasive that fear was or
how
big a part of the culture it was and how much it drugged down the sexual revolution. I feel grateful that kids these days don't have to worry about those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's incredible right now that we have drugs that can prevent it. So it's amazing to me that everyone doesn't know about it and they're not being like handed out on the street corner to anyone. So
yeah,
I don't know if anyone doesn't know PrEP taken, it's like 99% effective against transmitting HIV.
All right. Well, I want to just turn off of death for a second and just say, so the guy, the cheating guy that become your second marriage?
No.
Or was that just like a wee?
That was just a fun.
And you're like, no.
I dated around and we'd only been separated like 6-7 months when I met my now ex-husband.
So how did the kid thing come up in your second marriage?
He very much wanted kids. He was a family guy. He had this just horde of nieces and nephews. We talked about that as a possibility for our relationship, our marriage, and very much had that in the plan until things started falling apart.
So where are you on it now?
I want kids, but I don't want to do it by myself. So
that's what I was just going to say. Would you be a single dad by choice?
Right. And maybe I will. I've gone back and forth on that too. The idea of giving up, of saying, no, that's it. That ship has sailed. I am not ready for that. That makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
That answers a lot of what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
Like if I don't do it, at least the way that I feel now, I will be very disappointed. Mm-hmm. So,
get on. My daughter did this really cool thing with me this weekend. I was, and by the way, it's not at all the same. I was trying to decide between two dishes on the menu. And I couldn't decide. She goes, Mom, I've got this thing. She goes, do you still have that Flip a Coin app on your phone? Because that's how we used to decide things in the house. I had an app. So I go, yeah. She goes, flip it. She goes, heads is like whatever dish the first one was. So I came up heads and she goes, and how do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, honestly, I'm really excited because that's while it was in the air. That's what I wanted it to land on. And she was like, great, you have your answer. And then she sat down and ate a bagel. And I was like, what just happened? But I just wonder, like, that for you, if you had to flip a coin, like, how would you feel if it landed on the wrong thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the good news is, and you know this, you do have time, but yeah, that clock is ticking. It's true. But there have been dads who had a baby in their 80s too, you know. I don't know if you want that for yourself, but
also you can kind of like set back the clock by marrying someone super young.
That's
the younger
true.
They are, then they, like, their age is the one you got to worry about.
Yeah.
Just marry like a 25-year-old.
Robin.
Yeah.
Let's talk fertility tracking, shall we?
Why? Are you having a baby again? No. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not having any more babies.
Okay.
But I do sometimes feel like I'd be so much better at getting pregnant now that we have the podcast and we know so much about the LGBTQ baby making process. Like, for instance, I would be smarter this time and I would start by tracking my fertility first with Mira.
Oh my God, of course. Yeah. I love Mira. It's the fertility analyzer and app that takes the stress and guesswork out of ovulation tracking, which, I mean, come on. If I had to do it all over again, I would definitely use Mira.
Yep. So here's the thing. Unlike other fertility trackers, Mira measures your actual fertility hormone concentrations with 99% accuracy. So
isn't
what
that
they
insane?
Do,
that's
I know,
great.
It's great. It's personalized. Mira learns your unique cycle, giving you personalized ovulation prediction, which that's what you need if you want to get pregnant. And here's the cool thing. Because Mira analyzes your actual hormone levels, it gives accurate insights on fertile windows for those with irregular cycles and PCOS.
Oh, God, that is just so amazing. And the system comes with an analyzer that syncs automatically with the Mira app and it eliminates manual charting. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are not in love with Google Docs the way that I am, that's important.
Yeah, I love that feature. Mira is really the next step in women's health tracking and analysis because it's designed to be expandable. So in the future, the Mira system will offer more at-home health. Mira is going to measure multiple women's hormones such as estrogen, progesterone, FSH, and HCG. And that's in addition to the one that it already tracks, the LH hormone. And that's all done with the current analyzer that you get with the kit. So
that's
it
amazing.
Only will get better with time.
Yeah. I mean, and folks, Mirror is going to help you achieve your fertility goal, like point blank, regardless of if it's trying to conceive, learning your cycles, or for our straight allies, trying to avoid conceiving. We don't have that problem, but, you know, our straight allies do.
Some people do. So you can order your Mira starter kit online on miracare.com with promo code OCT and get $25 off.
The Mira Fertility Analyzer and app takes the guesswork and stress out of ovulation tracking. So look, do not forget to order today. I got so excited I said don't with the exclusive promo code OCT.
OCT.
Go out and buy it. Don't.
Get it.
Don't.
Can you guys tell us a little bit about your podcast and for our listeners and like how it came about?
Yeah, it's a podcast about gay stereotypes. So every week we have weekly episodes where we pick a different stereotype and talk about that. I usually bring some numbers. Mike usually brings some history, or we talk about news stories. We started it just because we had been friends for a while. I thought Mike was funny, and I think he thought I was funny. And we talked about these kinds of things on our own time. Just like neither of us feel like we totally fit the idea of what a gay person is. Like when you picture a gay person, you have an idea of what they should do, what they like, what they look like. And neither of us really fit that exactly. There are some interests we have. I suck at fashion. I don't care. I wear shitty clothes. I'm bad at interior design. Like, there's so many stereotypes that I don't fit. And then.
But the stereotype about liking penises, you do. That is true.
I'm very interested in penises. Strong affinity for penises.
Strong affinity.
And so you kind of feel bad if like people have been like, oh, you've never seen this gay movie, or you don't like this gay pop icon. Like they, you know, the phrase, you need to take away your gay card. I've started protesting that. I think that's really shitty to make people feel like they're not gay enough because they don't like certain things.
Right. Totally.
Hence the gay-ish.
I like it. I like the title.
Ish. Yeah. We came very close to naming the podcast Mike and Kyle Talk About Stuff and Do Stuff, and also they're kind of gay-ish.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just because we thought it'd be kind of funny, but.
And then you realized
every time every you marketing to do an
person was like, no.
And then we were like, but what about just gay-ish?
Gay-ish is great. I love the name.
Does everyone ask you the question that they asked Jamie and I, that have you guys ever dated?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thinks you're a couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have never dated. We have never hooked up. And that's another thing everyone assumes
gay stereotype.
Like,
because
gays can't keep away from each other.
I also think you guys could have like a non-traditional relationship where you raise a kid, but you're not a couple.
That'd be fun. That's a sitcom. And then you write a sitcom.
Do I have to be a part of it? Or
you could be just like the drunk uncle.
I would love to be the drunk uncle.
It could be like bosom buddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Millennial style.
Meets Kate and Allie.
Meets Golden Girls.
Guys, we're like life coaching you right now, hardcore. And you're like, neither of you want it. That's the beauty.
We're not life coaching at all.
The gay stereotypes kind of tie into like having a family. Like I always think people assume that you can't have a family because you're gay, or that I don't want a family because I'm gay.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with that. Although part of me is really happy I don't have to work. Like my mom thinks kind of still on the like, you can't have kids because you're gay. It's kind of nice because there's no pressure.
Because she's too uncomfortable. I remember at our wedding, you know, like somebody went around like the video camera was, you know, like send, you know, messages to the brides, and this like older couple were there, and the husband went, he goes, go off and procreate. And then he laughed like it was the funniest thing ever. And it's like we had a kid like a year and a half later, and it was just like he thought that was hilarious because it couldn't happen. Obviously, we couldn't procreate, but we did make kids. And it's like, you know, it's funny.
I used to say all the time, God, if you could have a baby based on the quality of the sex you have, we would have so many babies.
And then you had kids, and it's like, if you could have a baby by the quality of like being in the same room.
Yeah, right.
Because that's as close as it gets.
Yeah. You guys get to still live your lives.
You get to brunch.
Have sex. You get to brunch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, Mike, while you're flipping that coin and while you're thinking about it, just remember you're giving up brunch. You're giving up alone time. Spontaneity.
I mean, I already don't eat brunch, and I have a roommate, so I'm never alone. And I do very little but do the podcast. So,
all right, get a kid.
I love it. I
feel like we're going to need a follow up to hear where you ultimately land on this.
Are you dating anyone now? Are you single?
I am single.
Okay, so if we have any listeners out there who are gay males who want to have children, You should reach out to Mike.
I don't know that he was looking to be hooked up, but I mean, you took the ball, the horns, or whatever that saying is. Took something by the horns. We're just going to start telling people that we got you married.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, do your worst. I'm happy. Happy for your help. Put that in the universe. If you can make it happen, great.
Oh my God.
I hope that it happens, and I am holding faith for you that it does. We are really fitting the woman stereotype of
nagging
and asking you when you're going to have kids. So, you know, you're welcome.
This is your podcast. You get to do what you want.
We made that happen.
Yeah.
Could you please yell at me about the laundry on my floor and getting my ass to the gym in the morning? I'd really appreciate it.
I can do that.
I can set an Alexa timer for you.
Alexa, set a Mike Get Dressed timer, 10 minutes. That's my
Henry, at 7:15 in the morning and 7:15 at night. Our Alexa goes, Henry, feed the fish. And then everyone in the house goes, shut up. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on.
Everyone should follow them, watch them, listen to them, all of the things. Follow them on Patreon, all the things.
Yeah, all social media, we're at Gayish Podcast, and our website's gayishpodcast.com.
Patreon.com/gayishpodcast.
Okay, so get on there.
Get on it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God, I just love those two.
They're so fun.
I wish they lived in New York. I feel like we would hang out with them.
I don't think they actually want to hang out with us. Let's be real. They don't.
They might. They might.
I don't know. We're just probably not. Old lesbians.
It's for the best we're in isolation, because this way we don't feel like people don't want to hang out with us.
They're not inviting us over.
Yeah, we're like, nobody can invite us over right now.
Yeah.
Well, okay, guys. You've heard enough yammering from Jamie and I. We want to tell you, stay healthy, stay sane, stay away from everyone.
Yes, get help if you need it, guys, during these crazy days.
And we also want to tell you guys, but we are going to leave. We promise you we are going to shut up. But our book is coming out in September 22nd. And so if you want to hear more about us, or you want to hear more stories, or you want to hear by themes, you know, it is called If These Ovaries Could Talk, The Things We've Learned About Making an LGBTQ Family. It's coming out September 22nd.
September 22nd, 9/22. Be on the lookout for that bad boy. And we might be sharing more about it in the weeks to come.
Might?
I don't know. It depends on what our publisher says we can share.
I think he's
going
to make us share a lot.
I mean, I want to read like excerpts so people can see how awesome it is, but I don't know if we're allowed to.
Oh, who could say?
Who
anyway,
can say?
Let's keep the conversation going. Jamie, where can folks get us?
Well, you can find us at Ovaries Talk on Twitter, mm-hmm. Ovaries_talk on Insta, mm-hmm. If These Ovaries Could Talk on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can also join our community there, and you can talk to other listeners, which is always great and fun.
That is true.
You can also join our community on Patreon at patreon.com/ovariestalk for bonus content. And it's up there, and it's
good. And you can subscribe to us on YouTube, where we put up all the Facebook live streams. So if you can't be there at 2:00 on Wednesday or Friday, you can watch it later.
The show that nobody asked for, but we're
doing.
That's
right. Thank you to our sponsor, Mira, for helping us make this show possible and for helping people make babies. We think that's important.
Thank
you. You do.
Thank you.
Eggs, Jamie.
Ovaries.
Out.
Out.
You know what should also be out? Your hemorrhoids. Let's say that.
Oh my God, get rid of
Beat it, hemorrhoids.
It's one. It's not many.
She's got a lot of hemorrhoids.
If these ovaries could talk, they would say... Ovaries out.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.